This is Relentless on BelowTopSecret.com. Coming to you on my very first podcast thread that I ever responded to, started by Thomas Crown on Below Top Secret, Say No to Cigarettes, where he explains the biggest benefit to quitting cigarettes. And in his opinion, that was, you no longer smell like an ashtray. I'm chuckling because I don't think that's my what I feel to be my biggest benefit, because I don't care if I smell like an ashtray, and it's not bothering me that everybody around me currently smells like an ashtray. But why am I back here? Well, because I did it. I think I've done it. Today's a week. Smoke-free. And There's a written thread in BTS, I think, about quitting smoking, where one member, who I believe is now a moderator, I think it was Intrepid, I could be wrong, started the thread because this was in my early days, that's why I may not remember. And I'm too lazy to look it up right now. But he started a thread about quitting smoking, and we kind of all jumped in on it, and we're going to try it too. And I was often on that thread, I think, through three admitted failures on that written thread, where I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And, you know, I did it, but it didn't last. So it's really too soon to get my hopes up here that I have succeeded this time, because it's only been a week. And I have gone longer than that before and failed, but only by a few days. So I just got to hang on at this point. I do want to say that personally, I hope that if I become a successful non-smoking smoker, that I will always be a benevolent ex-smoker, that I will never treat people the way I have been treated so rudely, even in my own home, solely for being a smoker. I really hope I never do that. Another thing I really hope is that it does make a difference. Supposedly, well, I don't know. I've been smoking for 25 years. Is it too late? Are there repercussions that could still come? You know, I guess you can't ask yourself those questions. You have to just assume, I've done the best thing I could. I've quit. I'm going to move forward. If there's repercussions from what I did for the past 25 years, I'll have to deal with them when they come. I do feel hopeful this time, because I feel totally different on this quit than I've ever felt before. Every time I feel like I want a cigarette, I somehow immediately know that if I do that, number one, I'm not going to enjoy it, because I remember from past quits when I did that, I didn't enjoy it, but I did certainly regret it afterwards, because any one little lapse puts you right back at day one, which I learned from Smiling Sarah and from a book she sent along to me, and she's right. So this time I haven't cheated at all. And I also have no fear that I'm going to. What else? I would like to say that I honestly think, I don't know if non-smokers can understand this. And I know a lot of smokers who can stop at will, just stop one day and be fine and not smoke for 6 months. And then one day they might smoke for another month or two and then put it down. And these are not people I'm talking about. I'm talking about us diehard, addicted, go psycho when we quit, something has a hold of us smokers. I think anyone who understands what I'm talking about, the real smokers who have succeeded, and I am not one of those, certainly not yet, are the strongest people you will probably ever meet. And I wanted to make that point because there's so many people who don't smoke and have never smoked, and they have this gut reaction. I've heard this a lot, this gut reaction. Smokers are stupid. You know what it does to you, and you smoke anyway. Therefore, the fact that you smoke makes you stupid and weak. And so I just wanted to point out that, number one, people who say that are ignorant. But number two, there's another side to that, and that is anyone who is seriously addicted to nicotine for the long term and seriously beats it has accomplished something that most of the non-smokers in the world cannot even comprehend, the strength and the respect I have for people who have succeeded in doing that. And there's quite a few people on this thread who have, and I look up to all of you, and I hope to one day become one of you. So anyway, I haven't been casting in a while. Way too much work, visitors in the house for 3 months, and then the past week, my mind was just had to be totally focused on the quit. And so now I'm starting to chill a little. And I just thought I'd add to this thread what was going on with me and encourage others to take the step, whether or not you care that you smell like an ashtray. So this is Relentless. Bye-bye.